details. Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back. This is Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
And I'm Reba Haas.
Call us up. This is an open line segment, 866-712-1300. Call us if you've got questions. We'd love to talk with you. So, Reba, October 3rd was a big day in the real estate and lending world.
And it wasn't just because I got another contract signed, right?
No. Congratulations on that, though, right? We're all very proud of you.
Just kidding.
No. October 3rd was the enactment of a new set of laws and rules that affect lending and real estate.
It gives us yet another four-letter
acronym
to remember.
Right.
TRID.
TRID. TRID, which the TRID is called the TILA-RESPA Integrated Disclosure Rule.
And even TILA is its own four-letter acronym.
Right, which is Truth in Lending Act.
Yes.
And
there's going to be a test later, folks.
Yeah,
you're writing these down.
There certainly will. Because this will impact you when you're buying or refinancing a home. And the TRID rules are really kind of a part of the Financial Reform Act of 2010, which was, of course, the result of a big meltdown in our industry. Mm-hmm. And the goal of TRID was to give consumers more clarity on the documents that they're signing, mm-hmm. so that they're easier to understand, they're easier to read.
Yep.
And easy
to read is definitely key.
Right. Which there's a lot of complexity in the lending world and the real estate settlement world. So what TRID did is it created two new documents. The first one is called a loan estimate. And the loan estimate really combines what was an original Truth in Lending Disclosure Statement and a good faith estimate, mm-hmm. together into one document. So this shows you all of your costs, all of your fees, your interest rate, your monthly payment, how much cash you're going to need at closing, all in one format. And it's actually a fairly easy to read format.
Right. A lot of folks will probably recognize that if they've purchased a home in the past, they used to be able to call their lender up and go, hey, send me a good faith estimate, and
right.
I can compare different loan products, right?
That's right.
You guys can't do that anymore, right?
No, we can still give a preliminary, type of an estimate, but the actual official document, loan mm-hmm. estimate, is not generated until we're starting that loan.
Right.
Till a person's made, full formal application for mm-hmm. financing. So we have the loan estimate, and then we have what's called a closing statement, a closing disclosure, or a CD. Mm-hmm. And the closing disclosure integrates what was called a HUD-1 settlement statement.
Oh, yes.
And a final Truth in Lending disclosure statement altogether. So the closing disclosure has all of your final settlement numbers, again, your sales price if it's a purchase, all of your costs for the transaction, closing costs and reserves for taxes, insurance, and all of that combined onto one document. And the trick with TRID, with the new rules, are timing issues. So there's the government.
Always my favorite.
Right.
We have so many things we have to track on the timeline for a transaction.
Well, now we have more.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's very different about TRID is it really requires the cooperation of the lender, the realtors, and the escrow companies. Everybody has to cooperate because we have timelines that we have to meet and, mm-hmm. and deadlines that have to be kept. And if one cog of that wheel is not cooperating, then it's going to cause some delays in your closing. So the loan estimate is the first document that we as a lender we send out. And once the loan estimate goes out, we cannot close for 7 days. From when that loan estimate goes out. Then, in addition to the loan estimate, there's the closing disclosure. And with the closing disclosure, the borrower cannot sign until they've had 3 days from receipt of that closing disclosure. And those timelines, 7 days for the loan estimate, 3 days for the closing disclosure, are if we hand deliver those documents, to our mm-hmm. customer, or they electronically acknowledge them back to us.
When you say sign, you mean the closing signatures to complete the transaction. This doesn't have anything to do with the contract itself. It's you've already gone through the contract.
I'm talking about
the
lending side.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure everyone listening knows.
I'm talking about, a closing disclosure before a person signs their final paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wait 3 days.
Right.
You know, from when they receive that final closing disclosure. And what's difficult about that for the industry is we have a lot of transactions right now. It's a seller's market. Things move fast. We have 2-week closings. We have, mm-hmm. closings that move super, super fast. And everything's got to be ready, 3 days before the closing date at the very minimum.
Right, which anyone who has any experience with buying a home prior to now knows
that's
it is
that's been the exception
chaos.
More than the rule,
it's
right?
It's chaos at the end of the transaction.
Yes.
And the thing is sad is the consumer doesn't even realize that's normal for the rest of us.
Right.
They're always like, what's going on? Why am I not getting called? Where are those escrow people? Why am I not? And it's like, no, this is normal because we have to wait for these things to happen to get to there.
Exactly.
It's just going to be a little more obvious to people, I think, now.
Right.
What that final stuff is.
Yes. And as long as all of this is communicated and everybody's cooperating, mm-hmm. it will go off fine. It will go off without a hitch.
Right.
Here's where we run into trouble. If there's changes. So if we're starting moving along, we've got a fairly mm-hmm. fast transaction, let's say, and we send out our initial loan estimate and we're about ready to issue our closing disclosure and something changes. Something that can, if the interest rate increases by more than 1/8%, let's mm-hmm. say that, the borrower, something happens to their credit and their credit score, falls, it can affect the interest rate. Or let's say
If they've locked in?
That can happen. That can happen if things change as we're in the process on a
loan.
Ooh,
I hadn't thought about that part. I always think about the lock-in on the rate. Mm-hmm.
There can be a fee change that can affect the interest rate. So an appraisal comes in lower than expected. It could mm-hmm. possibly affect pricing on a loan.
Right.
If our loan-to-value ratio goes up, if the rate goes up by more than 1/8%, guess what? We have to redisclose mm-hmm. that loan. Now there's a new time frame.
So the main thing that a realtor can be doing to help that process along mm-hmm. is just be making sure that everybody's talking
yes.
in advance of flexibility, because there are sometimes people who are on very rigid timelines for their moves.
That's right.
So if we're not prepping them in advance of like, well, we need to be a bit malleable, or maybe that adjusts the search timeline in preparation.
Yes,
for all of that.
Absolutely. That's number one. And number two, also things that could affect us is, let's say a realtor decides at the last minute, we're going to add a credit, a closing cost credit, or an extra charge. Let's say, oh, geez, we forgot there's oil in the oil tank. We got to charge. There's different things mm-hmm. that could affect our costs, in which case it could force a redisclosure. So, so we just have to be super careful. We need to be communicating
mm-hmm.
and everybody's got to cooperate on that. And so,
man, this is a little frightening for me just because I'm thinking about how many people who, because the market has been doing well, we're mm-hmm. back in that phase where everybody and their monkey brother is getting licensed again. And when I say their monkey brother, that's because a lot of the people aren't.
You meant that in a loving way. Sometimes.
I meant it in the most loving way.
And you're talking about realtors, and I suppose we could
probably
also ask
because realtors aren't usually.
Okay, real estate agents. Yeah. We could also add lenders into that mix as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you ask your realtor, your lender, what's about TRID, and they look at you like a deer caught in the headlights, well, that's probably not a good sign. That's right.
Time to move on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the escrow companies also are going to struggle with this initially as well, because their role in the whole real estate mm-hmm. transaction is really changing.
Oh yeah, it is completely.
Back in the old days before October 3rd, the escrow company prepared a HUD-1 settlement statement. They prepared the final mm-hmm. settlement documents. Now those documents will pretty much be prepared by the lender.
Well, it's at the choice of the lender, correct?
It's at the choice of the lender, but most cases that's going to be mm-hmm. prepared by the lender, because the lender is responsible under these TRID laws for the accuracy and integrity of those documents.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not correct, guess what? After the loan closes, if something's wrong, we get sued. And right. As a lender, we don't really want, we don't really like that. So most cases.
Oh, it sounds like a great time. I think you should yeah, totally dive in.
Yeah, believe me. Yeah, you have no idea. You have no idea. But yeah, no, as a lender, so we're going to be really careful about that and make sure that, you know, that the documents are done correctly mm-hmm. and, you know, that we've got, you know, no, hopefully no changes, nothing crazy going on as we're coming up to the table.
Right.
And that the escrow companies are on board with us as well. The other thing that's going to be interesting is most escrow companies are reluctant to schedule a signing appointment for their buyers mm-hmm. before they have the loan documents.
Right.
In many cases now, they're going to have to. You know, we have to have our signing appointments scheduled in advance of the documents.
Yeah, that is going to be a change because usually that's the question people call about saying, well, when is escrow going to call me? And it's like, well, first they got to get the docs and then they need 24 hours to turn it around
to do
and
their
then
thing.
They call you.
Yes.
So yeah, that definitely is going to be a change. I'm going to be very curious to see how smoothly that happens.
Right. So I know what I'm doing with Trid is when we start a new transaction now, I'm working my timeline backwards. I look mm-hmm. at my closing date. I'm going to back 3 days off of that. I'm going to back 7 days off of that. I know what my deadlines are for making sure the loan estimate is received and our closing estimate is signed by our borrowers, that our signing date is scheduled, a few days before closing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll sit down with everybody and say, these are our critical dates. This is the time frame we have to meet.
Right.
And as long as we can meet that, then we'll be just fine. So
how are you going to share that with the real estate agents that the clients working with?
Well,
I know that varies for you all the time. I mean, I love it when we work together. It's always wonderful when we get to do that. We have good communication, but with the slew of people that you have to deal with, are you sending that out as you do pre-approvals and go use this?
Yes, actually, yes. And I even have a software program, which is a critical dates calculator thing that will kind of help us with, you know, making sure we've got our dates correct.
Okay.
This 3 day rule, also we have to consider it does not count Sunday and it does not count holidays. So we have to be really, really careful about making sure we know all those, you know, all of those dates, all of those issues.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So here we go. More rules, more regulations. It's just,
are we going to cover that at our class too?
Yes, actually we will be covering that at our first time home buyer class
November 7th.
On November 7th.
For what time?
RE/MAX Eastlake. It's going to be from 10 o'clock till.
No.
Excuse me. 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We changed
our
time.
Remember we swapped it. Yeah.
November 7th, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. When we come back, more with Open House with Team Reba. Call
and
us toll free. 866-712-1300.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.